example, most of the peanut and cotton crop in our state is well into harvest by now. But Jay Farrell with the University of Florida says that doesn't mean weed management efforts should stop, especially when it comes to the very prolific and costly glyphosate-resistant pigweed.
After we have gone through a season, we've spent so much time and effort trying to control it throughout the entire year. A lot of times I see people, they sort of give up here at the very end of the season, and I think it's important that we continue to fight it all the way until frost.
But Farrell notes that growers may have to look a little harder for the weed during this part of the season.
We generally think of Palmer amaranth as these six-foot-tall plants that make lots of seed. But once we get into the fall, they are not going to get that large anymore. Most of the times, there's only going to be maybe 8 or 10 inches tall. But those plants are capable of making several thousand seed per plant. And those seed are highly viable, and they will be the first ones to germinate the next year. So if we are beginning to see those small plants coming, don't overlook them. They are actively making seed, and something like 2,4-D, as cheap as that is, go through, spray those out, and we'll be in much better shape.
And Farrell adds that some are concerned about using 2,4-D.
Because of drift concerns and sensitive crops. But in the fall, most of our cotton should be finished by that time. A lot of our vegetable crops are out. It's an ideal time to use that inexpensive option.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.